Father, tonight I want to talk to you on the importance of a daily walk with God. The importance of a daily walk with God. Can you hear me tonight? Okay, good. I'm going to read to you from Genesis chapter 5, and we'll read from verse 21. Genesis chapter 5, reading from verse 21. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And that's where I want to draw from. And Enoch walked with God. And so let me talk to you a little bit, try to put all this together, all of my thoughts together. God bless you. If you love me, you can be seated. Well, that must mean you love me. I was going to call you out. When you look through all these Bible characters, there's so many of them, and many of them have written some incredible books that lead our lives. You don't see a real long, detailed resume on the life of Enoch. He doesn't have 12 chapters written after him like Joseph. He doesn't have resumes and books that he has written. But he has this testimony that he walked with God. He walked with God. Jude said, Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied. But we don't really have a verifiable writing about Enoch. We have the book of Enoch, but nobody really knows if that's a verifiable writing. You don't have a long resume about Enoch and his life. But what a thing to have said about someone that they had this testimony that they walked with God. If anyone could say anything about you, or if anyone could say anything about me or Hope, if anyone could say anything about that, let it be said of us that we walked with God. I guess one of the best things that could be said about us when they speak a few words over us at our death and they bury us in the bluff is that we walked with God. Psalm 23 is written in response to someone who walked with God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That tells me that the writer of that psalm walked with God. How can you say in this walk that there are times when you do not fear? We want all of our problems solved every time we have one, every time there is a problem that arises. We want that problem solved. We don't avoid every difficulty that comes around. Just because we are Christians does not make us exempt from every difficult situation, every problem that would arise, every time something bad happens. We are not exempt from those things. Yet we don't need to fear any evil that would come around. We don't need to fear that evil when it arises and comes around. We don't have to be afraid because the Lord is our shepherd. He walks with us. His rod and His staff, they comfort us. Think about that for just a moment. We read that, and it's easy to read over those things and not fully grasp what is going on. The Almighty is with us. The Creator of the universe, the Creator of all things, He is walking with us. His rod and His staff, they comfort us. They are guiding us. You don't ever have to remind God when you're in a storm. That's right. You don't have to say, God, I'm in a storm. I need You to help me. You can say, I'm in this storm, and thank You for being in this storm with me. Because He is with us. We are together because You walk with me and I walk with You. It's a daily walk with Him. And if you could have one thing said about you when your time comes, it would be good that they could say he or she walked with God, had a relationship with Him. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And there's a progression there. A walking with God allows us to establish a rhythm with Him that can become a running with Him, that can become a soaring with Him. Just because we are willing to have this daily walk with the Lord. Listen to Isaiah 53, 1 through 7. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows. I want you to listen to me or read the detail that Isaiah is writing with. And we hid our face from him as he was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Now listen to this. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray and turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened his mouth. He brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, he opened not his mouth. Imagine with me just a moment the walk with God that Isaiah must have had to have had such a detailed explanation of what Jesus would go through on Calvary some 700 years later. Now, he had to have had a walk with God to have such a detailed, precise explanation of what Jesus would go through on Calvary and what you and I would do in spite of what he did for us with Calvary. There must have been a detailed walk with God to have that level of understanding of what he would go through. Waiting with a hopeful expectation has to be a priority for you and I. But we must also learn how to walk with him on a daily basis. We have to learn how to rest in God, allowing God to take full charge of our walk, walking with him, knowing that he is sufficient and has the power and purpose to fulfill everything in our life that he has set us on this course to accomplish. Now, while we are waiting, we have to learn how to walk. The Bible says in Psalm 27 and 14, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." So walking with God teaches us to wait. Teaches us to pause and allow God to work. When I am close to someone, I know when they're going to step in. I know when they're going to be there for me when I need them to be there. Sometimes we have to slow down. You know, we're at a very hectic pace in our world today. I mean, we're running to and fro. The Bible talks about running to and fro. And we are in the time and pace in our society today where it is a extremely hectic pace. And I was listening to a teacher teach a few minutes ago before church. And he was talking about how we are the generation that is being raised on a digital screen. Now, I understand some of you have to look at screens for your daily jobs and things of that nature, but we are a generation of people who we are living our life based on what we see on a screen. And we are also having to live, because of screens, everyone's problems. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, I'm sure. You can get on the screen, and in 2 or 3 minutes, you can already have read about some horrific situations going on in our world. And we begin to live that. Tell me it doesn't affect you when you get on Facebook or whatever and you read, well, this one's got this earache and this one's got this toothache and this one's got the blues and this one's that feels like they're rejected and this one's got a achy back and before long, you're singing "Achy Breaky Heart." We're in a generation where we can't catch our breath. But we must slow down and learn how to walk with God. Because the miracle's not going to happen without the walking. It has to be a daily walk. Proof text me, Brother P. All right. God comes to Joshua and says, I'm going to give you Jericho. But it's going to require you to walk. It's going to be daily. One time a day for 6 days. And on the seventh day, you're going to walk seven times. The miracle would have never happened without the walking. You and I that have chosen, because all of you here tonight, you do walk with God. And some of them that are not here, you wonder if they really walking with God. Are they just walking with people that walk with God? So, you and I, the ones who are walking with God, you and I are going to be the ones who see the miracles. The miracle wouldn't happen without the walking. Joshua has the fail-safe battle plan against the most fortified city in the world at that time. God is going to give them Jericho. He's got the fail-safe plan, but it's going to require Joshua walking. He tells them, God speaks to them and says, I want you to walk around that wall. It's the most fortified city at that time. And what we're going to do is we're going to walk. We're going to walk around the first day. We're going to walk one time. And the second day, we're going to walk one time. And the third day, we're going to walk one time. The fourth day, we're going to walk one time. Keep your mouth shut. He told them, be quiet. Don't say nothing. Just walk. Imagine on the fourth day, those Jerichoites that are living in that city are looking through the windows of that wall and seeing a solid majority walking around. On the fifth day, one time. On the sixth day, the number of men. One time, you're doing the man thing, and I'm going to do the God thing. On the seventh day, we're going to walk seven times. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. On the seventh day, on the Sabbath, we're going to walk seven times. And then we're going to shout. I'm looking at some people in this building right now. You walk with God. You walk on Mondays, and you walk with Him on Tuesday. You walk with Him on Wednesday. You walk with Him on Thursday. You walk with Him on Friday, trying to keep your mouth shut from all the negative thoughts that are wanting you to say something against your promise. You walk with Him on Saturday. You come to the house of God on Sunday. You've marched seven times around the wall on Sunday, and you're going to let out a shout. And something's going to come crumbling down. You're never going to get to Sunday shout if you can't walk with God Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But if you can walk with God Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it's going to be easy to shout on Sunday. And when you shout on Sunday, there's a miracle that's going to come, that's going to happen. Because all those walls that's been around you all week, they're going to come crumbling down. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? It's not a fairy tale. We read these stories almost like they're just fantasy, fairy tales. You know that historians believe that those walls were so fortified that they literally patrolled them things with horses and chariots, and they could turn a chariot around on the width or the dimension of that big old wall. And the Lord said, all I need you to do is walk with me. And if you'll walk with me, and if you'll be obedient to me, and if you'll keep your tongue right, I'm going to destroy everything. I'm going to bring down everything that is fortified around you. I'm going to bring it down to the ground. And they say that those walls collapsed to the point to where they were able to walk across. Now you think about the miracle in that. All I need for you to do is to have a daily walk with me. And if you can walk with me on a daily basis, I can do more miracles for you. Hallelujah. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph, he says. I want you to shout on that seventh day after the seventh time, and I'm going to do something. When we come into the house of God after walking all week with the Lord, you're going to get the victory if you'll learn how to shout when things are difficult. Now hear me. Hear me. Shouting is important. I wish I could see some of you do it. I've been around you almost 11 years now, and I have yet to see some of you shout. Oh, it's not in my personality, not in mine either. I don't blame you. But I do know how good God's been to me. Now, shouting's important. It's really important. We all need to have a shout. But I want you to understand something. It's more important that you learn how to walk with God on a daily basis, because relationship is even more important than the shout. A daily walk with the Lord. Now, I've been to some churches before as an evangelist. You just see it all. You see all kinds, all stripes, all types, all... I've seen them where they were shouting so hard, they were blowing holes in the wall running by them. But they was about that deep. And I've seen them when they were so deep that they were so sophisticated in their walk with God that they had lost their desire to shout. But I'm gonna tell you something: a day-to-day walk with the Lord is way more important than just a shout. Because when you're walking with Him, you know that He's always going to be there. You know that when you go into a trial and you go into a situation and you have something arise and come up, that you've been walking with the one that's walking with you, and He's going to be there with you in the middle of those difficulties. When we don't know where to go and what to do, we've got an Almighty God that we have had a daily walk with. I trust my little girl back there in the back with those children. I trust her with all of my might, all of my soul, all of my strength, because I've been walking with her for a few days now. And I trust her. So I know that when we get in a difficult time, she's not going to back out away from me and say, okay, we've made it this far, but it's difficult now. I'm going to pull out of this. You're just going to have to handle it on your own. When you have a relationship, you know without a doubt that they're going to be there. When you have a daily walk with God in the good times, in the bad times, in the difficult times, when the Lord is saying, shh, Don't say nothing. I don't want you to circumvent your miracle. When you're just trusting God on a day-to-day basis, when you're doing it all alone and nobody's there to help you, I'm going to be with you. When you understand that, you know that I'm going to make it through to the other side. Am I right? Am I telling you the truth? We are in a walk with God, a daily walk with the Lord. A daily walk with Him makes us confident that He's going to be there. Walk 7 days, and on the seventh day, walk 7 times, then shout. If all you're doing is shouting and not walking, you're just making noise. Right? If the Israelites would have just said, well, it's too much energy to go walking 7 times. So I'm just going to park, but I'll shout. Walls come down. Nothing would have happened. If all you're doing is shouting and not walking on a day-to-day basis, you're just making noise. It's a day to day, one step at a time. Sometimes you can't even take a step. Sometimes it's just when you've done all you can do to stand. Sometimes it's just, okay, Lord, I don't think I can go another step. Sister P and I went on vacation in October. We went up to, I can't remember what they call it, but it's the highest mountain peak in the Smoky Mountains is, you're right, huh? Say it? Yeah, I think that's what they call it, yeah. And we went up there, and then once you get up to the top of the mountain, there's about a three-quarter of a mile or a quarter of a mile, I don't know, it felt like 10 miles. Walk on a 45-degree incline, and when you get up to the top, you can walk up on the top of that overlook, and you can look way out across there. You can see North Carolina and Tennessee. You can see down to Gatlinburg and all that stuff. I'm going to tell you something. Now, I done lost 50 pounds or so, and I got about a half quarter of the way up there, and I noticed some other people sitting on a rock on the side of that trail, and I'm like, maybe I'm going to have to take a break. When all you can do to stand, you just got to stand. So there was this other couple there, and we got to talking to them. Come to find out, they're about 10 years older than me and Sister P. And they're standing there taking them a little break, too. And they're going to go up on the top and go out on that overlook. And then they took off. And so I said to my wife, I said, those people are about 10 years older than you and I. And they're outrunning us to the top of that rock. I ain't going to let that happen. So we took off, and we got up a little further, and there they are, stopped again. And I'm thinking, well, I caught up with these older people. I'm going to stop with them a minute. I hate to say this, but they beat us to the top of the rock. But I'm going to tell you something. When you've done all you can do to stand, sometimes you just got to stand. I'm going to tell you who's going to wait on you, though. He's always going to be there. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He's never going to outrun you. He's always going to wait on you. He's always going to be there for you. There is an importance in a daily walk with the Lord. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm never going to put on you more than you can bear. I'm going to be there. When you understand, if you can just, the things, if you're just shouting all the time and you don't really have a walk with God, bless you, thank you, come on, make some noise, come to church on Sunday. But really, you're just making noise. Give me those people that know how to walk. It's important that we have a walk with God. if all your the thing that's going to weaken the walls that are around our life is our daily walk with the Lord. The things that's going to weaken the walls of all of those things that are trying to lock us in. Because some of us need to be free. Some of us have come a long way, but some of us are still holding on to some things that are keeping us in bondage. And we're not letting go of them. But if you'll just walk with God, you are putting in motion the thing that's going to weaken those walls and cause them to come down. Can you imagine? It's just the walking. The walking is weakening the walls. The shout's just going to finish it off. The faithfulness to the daily walk is weakening the thing that is keeping them from getting into their promise. The shout's going to bring it completely down. What does the devil do with you when he's beat up on you all week? Why don't y'all just quit fussing and fighting with each other and learn how to love one another? Life would be a lot easier. Is it something I said? Don't wait till they're dead to be crying and carrying on about, oh, I so miss them. Well, why didn't you miss them enough to not argue and fight with them all the time when they were alive? I'm off my notes. I would do myself a favor to get back on them. It's important to know that there's a lot more walking with God than there is shouting. The shout only lasted for a moment. The walk was 6 days, and on the seventh day, seven times. There's a lot more walking than there is shouting. If you're going to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, yes, come. Yes, shout. Yes, lift your voice. But you're really going to have a relationship with Him when you learn how to walk with Him. I see people all the time that will come shout on Sunday, but they won't walk with Him on Monday. The thing that weakens the wall, though, is our daily walk. And the walk gives us the ability to have the triumphant shout. You know what we ought to do? Man, we are Holy Ghost-filled people. We got this beautiful building to worship in. We're going to go home to beautiful homes. About 11 o'clock tonight, I'm going to crawl in a warm, comfortable bed and pull them covers up to there. And it's going to feel so good in that bed. And my little honey bunny's going to be laying right to my left. And I'm going to get up in the morning and fix a good old black pot of black chicory-filled coffee. And I'm going to drink coffee. And if it's a little cool in the house, I'm going to turn the heater on. And I'm going to go about my day. I got a beautiful Chevrolet out there that I know for without a doubt is going to get me home. I don't have to worry about whether or not it's going to get me home. I can go home and fix some popcorn before I go to bed tonight. Man, I've got a good life. I've got so much to be thankful for. When I get up in the morning, all of us, our feet ought to hit the floor saying, thank you, Jesus. You've been so good to me. You've been a blessing to me. You've been so good. I've got so much to be thankful for, Lord. You've been just a way in the middle of a place where there's no way. You've always made a way for me. I've got so much to be thankful for. It ought to irritate the devil when we hit the floor praising God for being so good to us. The walk is what gives us the triumphant shout. You know what I think happened? You know what I got a feeling happened? I've got a feeling what happened was when they shouted, it was like the rushing mighty wind on the day of Pentecost. I just got a feeling that when that shout went forth, it was like the glory of God just blew through that place and that wall come crumbling down. Hear me tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Hear me tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Our daily walk with God gives us the power to shout. Hallelujah. What are we doing when we're praising God? What are we doing when we're praising God? What are we doing when we ask God to forgive us? The Bible says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. What are we doing? What are we doing when we say, God, I hadn't really done it right. I need you to forgive me. I'm saying a few things. My attitude, my mind, my doubt, this unbelief, this thing that is filling my head. I've doubted. I'm having fear. What are we doing when we say, God, I need you. I just can't go another step. I'm going to tell you what we're doing. We're walking with God. We are putting our hope and our trust in the Lord to deliver us and walk us through and bring us through. It's a daily walk with God. And if you're feeling like you don't have the victory, it could be that you're not really walking with Him. Now imagine what would have happened if those guys would have just decided, well, I don't want to walk today. I'm just going to stay in. And Monday you stayed in camp. Tuesday you stayed at the camp. Everybody else was walking. Wednesday you stayed at the camp. Thursday you stayed at the camp. Friday you stayed at the camp. Saturday you stayed at the camp. Sunday you get up. Party time. We're about to see some walls come down around here. Imagine with me that just a minute. It was those people that were walking on a daily basis that were going to cause the walls to fall down. And they walked right in. They walked into houses they didn't build, vineyards they didn't plant, blessings that was just laid out. Do you know when God gets ready to do something for His people, there ain't enough devils in the world that can stop Him from doing that? Do you know that when the children of Israel were going to walk out of Egypt, they had been in bondage all those years, that those Egyptians that had put them and kept them in slavery all those years, they gave them so much of their own jewelry and money and gold and silver and precious stones and jewels until Moses had to just say, okay, guys, that's enough. Remember that? When God gets ready to do something for us, and those of you that have been on this daily walk with God, when your time comes, hell ain't going to be able to stop what God's got in store for you. Those children that are lost, that you've prayed for, there ain't enough devils in hell when God says it's time that He can. You know what happened on the seventh day after the seventh time and the shout went forth? They walked into a new dimension. Can you imagine your daily walk with God causing you to get... I'm going to tell you, there's some devils that this old boy don't have to fight anymore. I've done beat them. I have authority over them. There's some things that you'll get victory over, and the devil knows he's never going to trap you there anymore. You got the victory over there. There's some. I'm not going to go. I don't want to go down to the Red Dog. I don't have any desire to do that. The devil ain't going to get me in there. Listening to some Willie Nelson wannabe drinking a Bud Light. That ain't going to happen. The devil knows there's no temptation there. I can't get Brother Tom in that predicament. He's not going to fall for that. There's some things we just get the victory over. Why? Because we've been on this daily walk with God, one day at a time, one step at a time. I'm going too late. I'm going too long. I'm going too long. It's a consistent everyday walk. What did God do on the seventh day? Somebody tell me. He rested. On the seventh day, you walking into a new dimension. Can I tell you that you're right on the verge of your place of rest? Six was the number of man. Man's role was to walk one time a day for 6 days. On the seventh day, you're going to see what God's going to do. I want you to get this. I'm trying to close. I told my wife, I think this is going to be too long. But on the seventh day, you're going to walk in, and you're going to go seven times on that seventh day, and you're going to go into a new dimension. A wall's going to fall down, and you're going to walk into a place of authority. And in that place of authority, there's going to be blessings, and those blessings are going to cause you to rest. It's all because of a walk with God. I'll close. Stand with me. You know what happened? There was no barrier between them and the promise. None whatsoever. The barrier came down. And it all came about because they were willing to walk. I could go on. I could talk about the children of Israel at the Red Sea. I could talk about the day of Pentecost. I could talk about the day of miracles. Jesus doing miracles. I think I will. I can't find in the Word of God except for one time where Jesus said, I must go to Samaria. But any other time, he was just walking. What happens when he's walking? The miracles begin to happen. The lady says, if I can get to him, touch the hem of his garment, I know I can be made whole. He's just walking. Bartimaeus says, hey, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He's just walking along. The man comes along and says, my daughter's near death. If you just say the word, my daughter will be healed. He's just walking along. It's that daily walk that's going to see the miracles. It's not wasted time. It's not wasted. It's not a lesser than life. It's the blessed life. Are you thankful you're living the blessed life? Hallelujah. I'm thankful I'm living the blessed life. Hallelujah. Let me help you just a few minutes here, or just a second, not a few minutes. I don't want you to cut me off. Don't take... Listen, here. Let's just make it simple, okay? Here's a just real simple. Listen to me. Here's how you're going to walk with God. Praying, living a lifestyle of repentance and forgiveness, reading the Word of God, taking care of aught that you have toward one another, giving grace to others, and giving grace to yourself, and getting up when you fall down. Listen, the Bible says, that sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. don't even worry about today. Don't take yesterday's regrets into your tomorrow. Don't take yesterday's regrets into your right now. Don't reach into tomorrow and bring tomorrow's worries with you now. Walk with God. Giving forgiveness, asking for forgiveness, praying, reading the Word, giving grace to someone. I've had people before come to me about so-and-so doing so-and-so, and you're letting them do so-and-so. And I would just tell them, well, I'm trying to give grace a chance. Wouldn't you like for me to give grace a chance in your life? I had to have somebody give grace a chance in my life. So if I can give grace a chance for others, Hebrews 11:5, and I'm done. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. How? By walking with him. Are you going to walk with him for the rest of your day? Would you lift your hands if you are, and let's just thank the Lord. Lord, I plan on living for you. I plan on walking with you all the days of my life, Lord. Lord, let it be a daily walk and a Sunday shout so that I can step into my promise, step into that new dimension. 6 days, the number of man, but on the seventh day, that's God's number. That's the day of rest. That's when the walls are going to come down and I'm going to walk into my promise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember Missionary Sunday. If you want to go to youth rally Friday night, be sure and let Sister Jackie know at Simmons Mill. Like to have as many as we could go. And you'll have a good time. And then remember Sunday, we're having Brother Smoke, Sister Smoke from Tanzania, Africa with us. And I need you to help me pay for these acoustic panels, please. So if you can do that, find a way to give an offering toward that. It would really help us out. God bless you. You're dismissed. Greet one another. We love you. We'll see you Sunday.